holding 2 days for Rosh Hashanah. Yom Adin, Godoil Vanoiro, Kim Yitzdak Lefonecho Badin, Mi Yitzdak Lefonecho Badin. And every person knows himself how much the Torah, Shemus and Kavone, and other good things that he has. Everyone knows Mi Yitzdak Lefonecho Badin. And we're coming to Rosh Hashanah. Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishnah brings down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zog, Imru lefonai malchiyos, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem, Imru lefonai zichroinos, kidi shiyale zichroinchem lefonai letoivo, ubame beshoifo, shenemar olo elokim besruo, Hashem bekol shoifo, Chazal tell us, Imru lefonai malchuyos, kedei shetam lichuni. So we have to know, Mered of Bnei Teire, Bnei Aliye, Avada, we spoke about the tshuva from Farosh Hashone. Aber as Imru lefonai malchuyos, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem imloich, lo'ilom voed. This is the avodah of Rosh Hashone. And a person has to in Rosh Hashanah to shtel to the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. It's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And he has to shtel to that avodah. And what is the avodah? Imru lefonai malchuyos kedei shetam lichuni aleich. Imru lefonai malchuyos kedei shetam lichuni aleich. So I want a little bit to touch. What is the avodah of Malchiyos? I want to speak very simple and very hecher zachen. I'm speaking to people like me, you know, ktanim, v'adik deyloilom, understand it, and bigger musogim. What is Malchiyos? A person is to sit to himself, I'll speak soon where you do it, and he thinks for a moshe. You stand at the beach. There's a lot of sand. I don't know if you went once to the beach. But as I said, Chol Som Gvul Ayom, as I said in the Pasuk, it's a lot of sand. There's two little crumbs. Shtatzach two little crumbs that they're near the water. Two little crumbs. Zwei crumbs. And these two crumbs are fighting very stark. The ganze machleik is two crumbs. It makes a difference to you. You feel bad for the crumbs? Or you step on these crumbs and you go weiter, you step on these crumbs, take some sand, you pick it up, you throw it. Makes a difference to you, these two crumbs? Zwei crumbs are fighting? Simach gomish. Two crumbs are fighting? The brief of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Be'etzem, if a person thinks about the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Kelim, for Ketane Amole like us, like me, they have today this with the Anshe Amada, the science, they say, it's black holes. And, you know, they say you can go 500 years of light into the black hole. So you know what 500 years of light means? But the Zweite Zeit, we don't have a Musik what it means. And in all of that world, 500 years of light on one side, 500 years of light on the other side, is thousands and millions and billions of worlds. Our world, our place that we are, a little circle, is a crumb is garnished, le'umas, in this world that we have, I'm not speaking in different worlds. We know our world, but we are created. In the hands of the Malgrim now, if you could believe that there's different people in different world. Again, it's the, I mean, the world that we are, our little ball we are sitting on is less of a crumb and this got to proportion, it's garnished. Now in this world, we a one little person, take a mussel, you have an ocean full of billions of small little fishes. Billions of them, yeah? And you know, one little fish ate the other fish. You mind? It bothers you, Michal? No, it's not, yes. No. Why do you think it bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your friend took away Epis from you? He disturbed you to go to sleep yesterday night. You sure, Mistame, Morgan, and Mefri, the Malachim, you know, you have a friend, checked you, took your seat, took you this, took you Gemara, Mistame, the Malachim will come down tomorrow and eat him up alive. You sure? And if you did a bigger Abla, you're waiting, Mamish, to see how the floor will open. Sometimes someone does Mamish Abla to you. You sure, Echmei, soon will come to Shidu? Echmei, the Nekoma will come soon. Why? When the lion eats a zebra in the jungle, someone, no man, it's hungry. Why does zebra has to suffer? The lion has to eat. So the human being, what, eats the other, he needs money, so he kills him and he gets his money. What is different? No, Chmonas on this guy, he mamish killed him, he tied him, what the animal, the zebra goes, the lion comes in the back, chapsach shtiklach. That is the opposite. A person has to understand, the godless and royal Muslim, Bain Shalaylam. Now, even already, if we forget about everything, all the Jewish people that are around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going out of the Yidin, that we give the ganze Welt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything together. Thousands, millions of Yidin. 6 million suffer in Holocaust. Man, there's Tzoris Rabbis. It's only Tzoris Rabbis, Rois Rabbis, Tzoris Rabbis, Verois. What they suffered here, all of us suffering together, it doesn't come to one day. And they suffer. And a person is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tefillah. He's in front of Shalaylam. My roommate, take him away from next mile. I can't. My neighbor makes noise. Shech Kenish. Someone cares? Someone minds Bichlal? Will Bichlal take a tefisa by the Ribbono Shalaylam? The fish, billions of fish destroyed every second. And billion more fish come up. Billions of people destroy and more people. You know, when we read the parasha, the Torah says, V'achalam kerege v'esra eschel l'goygadu. We think we're not to start everything from the beginning again. Yeah, he does it to the fish in a couple of hours anyways. Thousands of fish are born. Yeah, so you can do this. We don't wash our bain, don't destroy all of them. This is Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Bashef. This is called Godless Hashem. Hashem Melech. Hashem Moloch. Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Void. There's a Netzach Netzachim. There's no limit of time. We only spoke about what we have as Sogas. Ridevei, Ridevei, Alfi Malochim, but we don't have a Musik what it means. We don't have a Musik what it means. Ridevei, Ridevei, Alfi Malochim. We don't have a Musik, we're limited, we're in a small little world that is huge, and we're garnish in proportion. Stars that billions of times the world goes into the stars. And Be'etzem, and the Shlava Rishayim, when it comes to Avodas Rish Hashanah, and the person is misboinen, and the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the small of the person, he feels that he can't daven. So what I'm davening out of the Ribbono Shel Olam? What I'm telling him? Ribbono Shel Olam, I feel a bit more covered. Make me to be more successful a little bit. Who, what? Think he listens, Bichlal? What is this? That one crumb says, you know, let me eat the other crumb. Two crumbs are fighting. Bothers you? You see the two crumbs running into the water. You try to save them to stay in the sea. They have feelings. The fish also has feelings. Maybe machen a tzar balei chayim to try to protect every little fish in the ocean. Azeinas! So this is the first shlav in Akoras the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'oviso tehilo mikrutzei choymer mechanitei neshomo v'hi tehilo secho. It's a pachad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi u'be'atzmoi, our emunah is even that he's so great, he's listening to us now. He's looking into this room now. It doesn't make sense. This is the reason that Apikosim HaRishonim became Apikosim. We say they were Koifer and Ashgacha Pratis, what they call it. This is what it means, they were Koifer and Ashgacha Pratis. They couldn't believe that if you understand what is Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't make sense, and no way in Tzura in the world that it makes a difference than what is happening in this world. So Shalik is Ashgacha Pratis and fish or not. But it's like we'll have to sit now and think that every little fish that is eaten in the ocean, mamish, the fish is almost eaten, Hashem is mole rachmin, but he lets the other fish to eat him. And then the other fish comes and mamish, ki malochim running around, kudosh baruch hu, what's the time with this little fish? So this is what they said on us also. So we walk, because we're a little bit bigger. I want to tell you, in the size of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he looks on us, it's exactly like the little pincy fishes, we look the same. We look a little bit bigger. And the far of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a billion of little dots, like the germs that are just flying around. There's no difference. The emes of the ganze choyma doesn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us and misyaches to us and relates to us like people. Relates us like we exist. And he listens to our tefillahs. And he takes care of us. This is the first chelek of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. That a person has to come to such a izbatus, such a gornish. And even so, the Ribbono Shel Olam is masking to listen to the tefillah. That it's a mazak that we will never understand until we come up to Olam HaEmes. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be boicher in our neshamas. This caused the hisbatlus. Again, people a lot of times, because they don't have this asogas, they get gaive. Almost a person, heilich b'koyim uskuf v'arba ames, doichek ragle ha-shechina. There's no mokum to gaive klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like gornish. You feel all pumped up, piece of crumb. Little fish feels ganz choshu, that little piece of fish. It's all as he feels choshu. He's swimming in the ocean, a man who, everybody's elbow bowed, he will change the world, yeah? Melacht of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the feel. Gaive the Kedusha. It's a garnish. So, the first chelik of Avodah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru lefonai malchuyois, כדי שתמליכוני עליכם. When a person comes to this hakore, this is the first chelek of שחי הבדים. אם הוא לפני מלכיוס, כדי שתמליכוני עליכם. קדוש ברוך הוא wants that ביום הדין, a person will stop with himself, and it's all the pizmonim that we have in נוסח אשכנז, ספרד, I'm saying. It's השם מלך, השם מולוך, השמים לא יכלו אילום ועד. But I'm not saying a bocher has to know his koiches. You know, they could decide on some of them. A bocher has to know, you know, sometimes you start to think about the zachen, you're busy with the fish, with the mishalim, the yitzahor catches you. You know, you start thinking the lions and the zebras, you know. You could lose focus on davening. Yitzahor has dort malamor. But there's so much mekoiches in the psukim for malchias. Hashem is melech. He runs the world. He does what he wants. My proportion in the world doesn't make a difference. Klapi the ganze b'riye. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydei be'atzmo, he will give me a life. He will do it good for me. He will take care of me. Everything is bottom of utlu. Everything is bottom of utlu. After a person comes to this hakore, and this is the ikar ha'avoyd of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is the melech. Hu nichnosim ladin. And even so, kol boyoilom yavru lefonov kipni morim sa'anoyre boyim. The king picks up the crumb and he's dancing on it. We can't understand how he could do it. Say that because it could not happen. Because it's a chesed shebetech hagadlus, there is no understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree and will want to do it. Abar zeh he does. then a person starts to think to himself. So this is the tachlis. And what I do, in the morning I sleep in. In the afternoon I read a book. In the night I go there. Achotzuf du bist. You're not scared. I can't stay in learning. I have to go out to work. I have to swim like a little fish. To where you're swimming? Till the big fish will eat you anyway. Was enough gemine? I need to enjoy. I need to relax. It's too tense. You know, when you hear these people, you come to vomit when you hear it from people. Put him in a home. He needs to take it easy. He can't learn 4 hours straight. He needs to take, only he can. So jump off the roof. What do you mean can't? You exist? You kayim bichlal? What's that gomisht? What's that crumb? And I did chatoim. And Hashem gives me a koyach. Nefesh HaChaim explains in Shar Aleph, that's the ganze oimek from the Shar HaChaim, Nefesh HaChaim. And Hashem made it, even though we're nothing, with our neshamas, He takes our pe'ulas and He starts to change the olamas. Even though it's a gomisht, He lets us ki'ilu, kivyochel, to take place somewhere. You don't understand what it means? We don't understand how it means, yeah? How such a king can sit with the crumbs? What? But He gives us a koyach, and we take it, and we start to do aveiras. I'm izdoyin shein kedug mosri. Bo ishti benichlamti. This is the charote of Rosh Hashanah. Now I'll explain. The avodah of Yom Kippurim is bichlal different. With such kind of avodahs, you can't even organize yourself how next year you'll be a good person. You just become, you melt. And lemaisa, you know, Rosh Hashanah passes and you go back into life and again you start to do bad things. This will be later the avodah of Yom Kippurim, tachlis. I will get a be lemaisa dik. But the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to come to the akore. Einoy milvadoy. Einoy milvadoy. Later. No one could do bad to me. The ganze Welt, I'm a little crumb. He does what he wants with me. If I don't want, he doesn't want me to exist, I will not exist in a second. And if he wants, I will exist. What I'm doing, cheshbonos, Yena will do to me, Yena will do to me, I will do this, yet, Kodesh Baruch Hu decides. If he wants, everything will be good to me. And if he doesn't want, nothing will be good to me. But that after a person is over the Na'avid of Rosh Hashanah, it's so hard to do ishtatlus. It's ishtatlus. Ben Shalom does everything. What was Shaykh the ishtatlus? A little bit to push the crumb near you, a little bit. Shtubtach the other crumb. Ben Shalom, billions of crumbs are laying there, and one crumb is trying to push. The most he could push is to push one little crumb, yeah? He can't get to the top of the mountain. He can't do nothing. The king will want, he will pick him up, he will put him on the ground. But the crumb can't do, the crumb can't do nothing. What is the shtadlis? What's past the shtadlis, Mechal? The Ribbono Shel Olam decides. The Ribbono Shel Olam makes. I'm going to go to the next shlag. This is the reason, the etzem, the imek advorim, that the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, everyone complains, you know, where is the time to ask for private bakoshes? Time I'll explain, we'll see. But yeah, maybe private bakoshes, you know, a lot of times the tears come better in private bakoshes. So a person is standing lifnei ha-melech, and the king picks you up and he tells you could ask for one thing. And I'm giving you koyches that what you will ask will be better. So this has two options. The crumb could ask if you could make it a little bit less windy in the sea. Or maybe, you know, the water will just go up different hours. He doesn't like to get so wet. So salty when the water comes. Or he's using that opportunity to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, that your malchus will be better. Your malchus will be great. I'm asking you a question. It's only for a moshul, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this koyach that we'll understand. Duch dem the tzuras hadvarim. If a person gets a permission to go inside the king, Kivyachal is Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And his Kivyachal, a crumb, a little fish. It's much, much less. It's a billion times less. But already, Lam Nazar, you already, you got the Asog, Anoch Yoifa Ve'efa. Yeah. It's a clever Asog. It's a Chatzach Anoch Ve'efa. And the king is asking to give you a little bit, if you have a little bit of common sense in Rizok, yeah? If you ask for the king, but you know, if you could, that people will not step on the crumb, maybe you'll get it. So if you tell the king, you know, maybe I could be in your house, I want to be the sand in your chatzah. If you have common sense, it's the best thing to ask for. First, you know, kivyochol, you machnik to the melech, kivyochol. It's time you be dish in under matzah, yeah? Ask the king, I want to be close to you. I want to be that you sleep on me. They have a stick of common sense, right? This is be'etzem the reason Bala Tfile, the same thing Pachdechol, Hashiveinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be close. Everyone is looking under the shuras. Where's for the private bakoshes? Yeah, 1 6 of any rotsinim refib, 1 4 lekayin etzor. Everyone finds entirely beinu love. The chayv one pushes a little, finds a little loops where you could push. Can't sign. But the same pachdecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is masking to listen to my tefillah. He gave me a koyach. This is the rotsin Hashem. I'm saying it in the grubber way. It's much different than the imikayin yon. Hashem was a remaker in the Malchus. We don't have the emes, we don't have kiyum in the world under Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no existing, there's no mokum to live. Because be'etzem we're nothing. The only fact that we are because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv us. And He gives us a koyach to exist. He gives us a koyach to be Avdei Hashem. The first thing the Eved says is, Vayomer Eliezer, Eved Avraham Anochi. For this He gave me koyachos. So I'm using my koyches. If I have koyches, Ribbono Shel Olam, the same pachdecho. Build this amigdosh. We'll become closer to you. But may not be better for me. When a person is small, he thinks that what will be better for him is that his friends will be nicer to him, that it'll be more money. But again, it's the narish kekuk. If his neshama, after 120, when everything is kolah, the more that he was close to Hashem, it's better for the neshama. So for beer based on mikdash, it's not asach asach besser. Asach 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 besser. The more there will be, the more he will have. So this is the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. So I want to be masbir. I'm not saying that we're holding the whole Rosh Hashanah in this madrega. Our first Choshev Ben Teir, I think, you know, you're not a little kid, so Baruch Hashem, really, all the Bachrim. A person has to know what is Avodah Sayyid. And if you start in this age to be Mizboinen a little bit, with the years you will come to the Akore. And I know Choshev people that after Shmonesre of Rosh Hashanah, they mamish feel like a feather. Oiskimush. Well, not Oiz Gemush because they try to be a very long Shmonesre. A person has to know, if you do something with Tachlis, you feel so good. And Abole Tar Mesai Moisei, Rosh Hashanah, Kiru Es Hashem Bikoro V'Yoisei Koroiv. You start to feel this argoshen, the tefillah from Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks back to us. And every bacher could come to this argosha. You start to feel that Ribbono Shel Olam is melech. And nothing bothering you. So someone will do. He will eat me, he will not eat me. I'm inside this whole story. How the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it will happen anyway. What's in Afkamina? And the proportion of the big picture is Tachnishkin Afkamina where the crumb is. The ikach is that the Ratzon Hashem is done. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me a koyach to do Ratzon Hashem. I want to exist lasid lavoi. This is the tachlis. So the more I will daven like with Shemayim, the more I will exist. So a person could take the pasuk of Malchias, and after every pasuk of Malchias, we explain a little bit of the godless Hashem. If the small, how much we are choyte, how bad we are, how embarrassed we are, how much Hashem we want to be close to you, we understand that the ganze welt is garnished. The ganze geld is garnished. If a person starts to feel like that, he has extra time in Rosh Hashanah. He chaps a gemore. He chaps to learn. He cancels me out all of his stupid meals if he has. tries to find meals and mamish what he wants to sit in Shmuz middle of Rosh Hashanah. He's not embarrassed. So we'll have another piece of steak. A bizoya. I knew Adam Godel. I was by him one more Rosh Hashanah. He picked up the food in Rosh Hashanah. He couldn't eat. 5 minutes he was trying to eat. And I didn't hop, I was young. I asked him, what's this? He said, nothing. You know, and I made him a sugar. He told me, when you'll be older and you understand what is Rosh Hashanah, you'll understand why I couldn't eat. How you could eat? How you have to have a koyach, a little bit of mechrein, a little bit. Say yontav shteim daf, shid aloche, la besimche, shana toyva simon emilzei. Not saying chas v'shalom. Not saying, you know, Rosh Hashanah the chochma is different. Don't try to make the pretending. I come to the akos of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. How could stam shmuz? Not the time is divo. But how could stam shmuz? I have the extra time I have to learn. So I'll be tired a bit. I was the Rosh Hashanah. Want a little bit lemaisedik? Stam it's a toivo. I'm saying for myself, not to be tired in Rosh Hashanah. The Yitzhak Horeh is Amelech Rosho Vekzir, Tipesh Vekzir, Rosho Vekzir, Tipesh Vekzir, the Gemara says, Tom Yisog, the Mishtei Vekzir, the Gemara. He makes people to be tired. I don't know if you know that. The Metzius is when you're tired, you space out. I'm saying on myself, I'm saying, no. This is the Metzius. You see, even in Shira, sometimes guys tired, you space out, yeah? However, and Tfilah is much more. By the Chassidim, the Zogon, Eile Borecha Ve'eile Basusim, Anachnu B'Shem Hashem Nikro. They need cars to get to different countries. We, b'shem Hashem, Nikro, we already get to the other country. That's what I'm talking about. The Satan has a very stark. Everything is ready for Rosh Hashanah. He makes you have Rosh Hashanah to be tired. He makes you Rosh Hashanah to sleep late. You get up, you start to say Pesukah de Zimra, and you find with yourself to fall asleep. I try a little Rosh Hashanah to sleep 8 hours. It's hard. Avoid it. Before Rosh Hashanah to sleep. But there is, minogim, nish to sleep. I'm not going in now to the shittas. Not to be tired. A person is fresh, he could daven. Could daven bechavone. And I'm saying, to daven bechavone. Take a piece. Every piece, if you say in bechavone. Every person has to take a piece that to find a moshe. At the end of Slichas, we say, Misha Olala, we say, Nal Yamsuf, Hu Yaneinu. Misha Olala, Lio Bar Carmel, Hu Yaneinu. Misha Olala, Estam Shushan Abiro, Hu Yaneinu. Misha Olala, yeah, there's a people mumble it, I say, yeah? I say it very slow, God. I think it's the nicest part of the Slichas. Misha Olala, we say, Nal Yamsuf, Hu Yaneinu. Misha Olala, Mordechai, Estam Shushan Abiro, Hu Yaneinu. Misha Olala, Lio Bar Carmel, Hu Yaneinu. מי שאל על השמור במצפה הוא יעננו. מי שאל על יוינה במי הדוגו הוא יעננו. Any piece. If you have koyach, I'm not saying, a person has to know, we're not strong people. I'm saying very practical. A person to treat, or the chav and everything, he gets tired. He takes, hoidu la Hashem, he thinks, a boruch shomar, boruch shomar, boruch, boruch. Every person takes. Some people, the Pesach Eliyahu that they had the machzerim before, you know, the tefillah from the Rebbe Rebbe Limeilich, the opens of Hashem, the tefillah. Every person finds something, you skip, don't say everything, I'm saying to say everything, not to skip the words. I'm going to say, Nishmas, Yetzeroy, Shmonesre, Aleinu. But take pieces, this piece I'm saying now, slow b'chavon, it doesn't make a difference. Not to stop, not this one, not next one, this is the Yetzeroy. You take what? This one I'm a chav. This one I'm saying slow now. This one I'm a chav. Just take yourself break, the rest I'm just mumbling. Person can't do everything. But if he's not tired and he comes rested, he's like, this is the Eitzah. And the Eitzah Hora knows that. So now what the Eitzah Hora does, he lets you to buy all the Sforum and Kamalas and Tfilis. But you're so tired, Imam is like, you know. See, in Kirasateri, you see the people that are falling asleep, you have a Chmonas on them. They don't sleep the whole Rosh Hashanah, Chusun doing that. So I'm saying, if a person is a Chochom Einav Beroisha, and he comes to sleep. And again, he doesn't miss out himself. I'm saying, I know, they have shkishi the meals or someone nearby. I'm not a chvetish the clothing or not. I don't know if I'm going to get him. But not to eat somewhere that takes a half an hour to go. Or not to eat somewhere that you know there's a lot of people that are not holding in your madrig and Rosh Hashanah and you are shmuz to them. Be ready. It's one day a year. אבל אם הוא לפני מלכי יסף, בין השלילה, כדי שתמלכו לי עליכם. אז זה עבוד לזכוי נשאיף הזה ולשפט. זה זנו בעז השם ובזכר טוב נשון עשה יום מסוים.